Breaking now, a criminal investigation just feet from NC State's campus has a major road shutdown tonight. The WREL Breaking News Tracker is on the scene.
Three people stabbed at three different crime scenes. What we know about how the victims are doing and the timeline of how it all unfolded.
Where the heat tops out before we get some brief relief. And the best chances this week for some late day storms.
Right now at 7, we want to get straight to breaking news. A death investigation shutting down part of Western Boulevard in Raleigh. Good evening, and thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. This is what the scene looked like less than 45 minutes ago. You can see a lot of police activity, a whole lot of traffic, and this is just steps away from NC State's campus.
WREL's Willie Danley just arriving on scene in the breaking news tracker. Willie, what do we know as of this point right now?
Well, Dan, as you can see behind me, this investigation is ongoing. I'm here on the corner of Western Boulevard and Varsity Drive, just steps away from North Carolina's campus, where police are investigating a fatal accident. Take a look at this video that we shot with the WREL Breaking News Tracker, and you can see how officers have a portion of Western Avenue between Varsity Drive and Dan Allen Drive blocked off. According to the Raleigh Watch Commander, officers are on scene of this death investigation, which involves multiple crashes. Officers are still trying to piece together what happened here, and they're advising that drivers avoid this area if possible. So far, the identity of the person that was killed has not yet been released, or any other information about how many people were involved in this crash and what their conditions are. But we're going to continue to get those answers and keep you updated with the information as it comes. Back to you.
Willie, thank you. Keep us updated. Meantime, tonight, we're learning a lot more about a stabbing spree, in fact, across three different locations in Oxford. First at the county administrative building, then at a McDonald's down the road. As we showcase the locations on the map, the third place was a Walmart right off of I-85.
The suspect was finally arrested after he crashed his car following a chase. WREL's Destiny Patterson is at that McDonald's where one of those stabbings happened.
This is one of three crime scenes today, all within a few miles of each other, where victims were cut and stabbed, seemingly for no apparent reason.
Random. They were all random.
Oxford Police Chief Pat Ford says it was Malik Haiki Webb who went on a stabbing spree before taking law enforcement on a multi-agency chase on I-85.
In a situation like that, with an area as small as we are, all available law enforcement always responds.
Police say Webb started at the Granville County Administrative Building, making stops at McDonald's and Walmart.
I got two EMS units right to the Walmart.
The victims were sent to area hospitals. We know at least one of them is a county employee.
Hopefully everybody survives this incident. Our hearts go out to the victims and their families and its community. So any act of violence is serious for us.
Granville County Sheriff Robert Fountain Jr. says they're working to figure out why Webb did this.
Somebody may have had a bad day, may have been a mental health crisis.
Chief Ford says her officers have arrested the suspect before.
But I do know that an officer encountered him at our local magistrate's office, and he was taken into custody at that time.
Webb has two other pending charges for trespassing and injury to personal property. We're working to learn the identities and conditions of the victims involved in this incident. Destiny Patterson, WREL News, Granville County.
Tonight, a worker is recovering after being hurt on the job at Wolfspeed. It happened at the Durham campus on Silicon Drive. Wolfspeed tells WREL the worker was a contractor and was seriously injured. The company releasing a statement that reads, in part, Wolfspeed is deeply saddened to confirm that an individual working for a contractor was injured on our Durham NC campus earlier this morning. Construction has been halted campus-wide, and the contractor has initiated their investigation into the incident.
Taking a live look now at Lake Gaston. Look at the sun just shimmering beautifully on the lake there. A beautiful day. You may have experienced some of that haze from the Canadian wildfires. Tomorrow, it could look different for some people, with a level one risk for isolated severe storms being issued. Meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WREL Severe Weather Center. Kat, what can people expect tomorrow?
We won't see very many thunderstorms tomorrow on the radar, but the storms that we do see develop may be intense. Damaging wind gusts and hail will be possible in any of those isolated storms tomorrow. And because of that, all of central and eastern North Carolina are included in the level one severe weather threat. Hour by hour, it's only a 20% chance of rain early. Once we get to 4 o'clock through early tomorrow night, it's about a 30% chance that you could run into one of these isolated storms. We're also watching poor air quality today. You can see a hazy look from the Raleigh Sky Camera. The current air quality is 112, and that puts us under code orange air quality already. We expect to be there all day tomorrow. Things could even get worse. I'll outline that on our FutureCast smoke tool coming up.
Okay, Kat, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Raleigh police are investigating a car break-in spree at an apartment building in Glenwood South. This is what several residents have been walking out and finding at their vehicles in that area in the parking deck off of the Devon 425 apartment building on North Boylan Avenue. WRL's Matt Tallhelm talked to two people who became victims of the vandalism.
Over the last year, we've reported several times on vandalism here in and around Glenwood South. The latest damage was done on the top two floors of this parking garage.
Broken glass creates a crunch beneath your feet as you walk across the concrete.
You can still see a little bit of glass on the ground.
Lindsay Munster went to her car this morning and found Raleigh police in the parking deck of her apartment complex.
It's definitely crazy. I never think that it's going to happen to you, especially if you're living in an apartment complex with its own specific parking deck.
Pointed pieces of glass dangle from the front door frame on the passenger side of her SUV.
My window had been completely smashed, glass all over the parking deck because there was multiple other cars as well. It's a crazy sight.
Someone shattered windows of several vehicles here. We counted 11 on the top two levels of the Devon 425 apartment building parking deck. Some were parked side by side, like these two SUVs belonging to Don Carr. Shards of windshield crumble as he closes the hatch of his Kia Soul.
So it's a continued aggravation that I just really don't need, and it's not victimless.
It was parked next to his daughter's SUV, which also had a window smashed out.
I now have a $500 deductible on this, a $500 deductible on this that comes out of my pocket that I then have to now try and recoup.
Carr is now left to clean up the damage and do what he can to help his daughter feel safe around her home.
You pay for the apartment complex, you pay for security, and you get neither.
I did reach out to the apartment complex here to ask about security in the parking garage. At this point, I have not heard back. Matt Tallhelm, WRL News, Raleigh.
How frustrating for all those car owners. Fayetteville police have identified the suspect who barricaded himself in his home for days before being taken into custody yesterday. Patrick Pavletic is recovering at Cape Fear Valley Medical Center and remains in custody after a standoff with police that lasted nearly 12 hours. Neighbors tell WRAL Pavletic started shooting into people's homes on July 4th. That's when he barricaded himself inside. Officials then staked out his home for days to try and coax him out. Then finally, yesterday, police brought in SWAT teams. Pavletic shot at police who returned fire. A neighbor showed us video of officers blowing up the side of his home, as you can see from some of that extensive damage that we've been showing you.
State lawmakers have not filed a bill to legalize casinos yet. However, they have been discussing it behind closed doors. WRAL has learned a casino company is looking now at some property in Rockingham County, which is the district of Senate Leader Phil Berger. A holding company asked county officials to rezone nearly 200 acres of land near Stokesdale. The company hasn't said what it wants to do with that land, but WRAL has uncovered a link between the company and Cordish, a developer that builds casinos. A camp for children with chronic and terminal illness is next door, though, and it argues a casino would bring heavy traffic and possibly drunk drivers near the camp.
I also think you're going to have loud noises, you're going to have bright lights, you're not going to have a rural community there anymore. It's going to be like a city beside of a little community.
Cordish did not respond to our request for comment. Senator Berger said he supports the expansion of gaming, but can't comment on specific proposals. The site would be about 50 miles from the new casino in Danville, Virginia. It is finally game week. We are just 2 days away from an FC Series game taking over the Triangle.
Coming up, we speak with the CEO of Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce about the excitement and the impact of the event.
Plus, some senior citizens in Wake County often feel alone and forgotten. But after the break, we're going to show you how two groups are working together to provide thousands with free meals and friendship.
Well, Durham biotech Novan is filing for bankruptcy. This morning, the company announced it had struck a deal to sell most of its assets for $15 million. A month ago, the struggling company that develops therapies for skin diseases cut half its workforce. Novan plans to continue to work with the FDA on approval of a gel designed to treat viral skin conditions. You can read more about Novan on WREL's TechWire. And Cary-based SAS is disputing stories that a new round of layoffs are in the works. As a matter of fact, the company spokesman says the company continues to hire in some areas of operations, and employees are given opportunities to apply for open positions if their current roles might be eliminated. More than 150 open jobs are currently listed at the SAS Jobs website. SAS recently announced plans to increase investment in artificial intelligence.
Wake County Meals on Wheels now partner with a home care agency to better service seniors. Volunteers with Meals on Wheels, they still pack lunches to deliver to seniors 5 days a week. The mission has always been good with good nutrition as well as conversation and caring. As the number of isolated seniors in Wake County grows, though, Home instead plans to offer more in-depth services.
And some of them have no family, or they have family that aren't in the area and they can't stay alone anymore. And so that's where we can come in and help them.
What a wonderful service. The U.S. Surgeon General calls loneliness and isolation an epidemic that dramatically impacts older adults and contributes to premature death. Companionship and social interaction, friends, are key to better outcomes.
It is a big week for soccer fans in the Triangle. Two English League soccer teams, including one owned by Ryan Reynolds, will face off in Chapel Hill. The Chelsea-Wrexham FC Series exhibition draws the two squads together for the first time since 1984. They'll play at Keenan Stadium on Wednesday night. You know, we wanted to talk a little more about exactly what this means for the Triangle. So joining us now is the president and CEO of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Nelson. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
It's wonderful to be with you, and we are super excited.
Well, I imagine you are excited and exhausted. I can imagine how busy you have been. Tickets for this event sold out in days. I know some tickets have since been released, but is Chapel Hill just full of international soccer fans, or are we seeing a huge influx of out-of-towners who want to see this friendly?
Well, there are people coming from everywhere. Tickets were sold in all 50 U.S. states. We are expecting folks to be flying in, maybe two-thirds of the folks coming from somewhere else, and as well as locals really enjoying it themselves. There are already people here. We are sold out in all of our hotels this week, most folks with a two-night stay. So we're expecting it to be busy on Tuesday night, Wednesday night for the game, as well as Thursday.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Wrexham, I understand, has already arrived. Chelsea should be touching down soon. What does this mean for the area? You touched on all the hotels that are already sold out, so this has got to be a huge economic boon.
It is, and there are calculators to help estimate that, and we see the economic impact north of $15 million on this single game. And that's going to come in the form of folks visiting our local retailers and restaurants and hotels, also the flights in, the gas that they purchase before they head out. The economic impact is going to be substantial.
How much work has gone into putting this event?
Well, it is an incredible amount of work done by the organizers and the promoters, the folks at Florida Citrus, the players for all of the practice time that they put into it, the folks at Carolina Athletics. I mean, Keenan Stadium is an amazing facility, and to be able to host it there. The people rolled out the sod and put grass down on what is traditionally an artificial surface. And then the partnerships right now between the athletic department, the university, the county, the towns, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Our folks in public safety, having regular meetings, everybody is working really well together. The cooperation has been excellent.
So the match starts at 7:30 p.m. If I understand it correctly, about 50,000 people can fit in that stadium. So for people who are going to the game and watching you right now, what is the one piece of parking advice you can give?
Plan ahead. You can check out a website called parkonthehill.com. It'll show you all the parking locations. Visit Carolina's website. Visit the Visitors Bureau's website, the town's website, Chapel Hill. All of them will have special links to resources where you can see what parking is for sale, what parking might be free. But come early, get settled in Chapel Hill, spend a little bit of money, and enjoy a great game.
Listen, I got to tell you, I watched the Welcome to Wrexham series, so I know that Wrexham is probably more popular in the U.S. than Chelsea is, certainly more popular in the U.S. than it is in Europe. So on behalf of everybody who is very curious about this, I've got to ask you, will we expect to see Ryan Reynolds or Rob McElhenney on Wednesday?
I am told that owners will be present and enjoying themselves and enjoying the game.
Okay, so celebrity sightings are possible in Chapel Hill. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate your time. You can learn more about this week's game on WRALSportsFan.com.
How exciting. Oh, and now we know that the owners, the celebs, are going to be in town as well. How fun. As we take a look at North Hills, get the smog out of there. Come on, we have a reputation to uphold. Kat Campbell joining us now. How's the weather going to be this week for those folks?
It's going to be hot out there. The good news is, you know, we have a chance for some scattered storms, but as we near the sunset time, typically we start to see those thunderstorms dying down. So on Wednesday, I would say the best chance of a storm would be before 8 o'clock. So, you know, as we get to that 7:30, 8 o'clock time frame, we typically start to see the radar quieting down. Outside today, though, we're dealing with the smoke. We don't have any of the storms, but check out North Hills. You can see quite a haze in the sky. You really can notice that when you look at the sun setting there in the distance. And as you mentioned, this is all smoke from the Canadian wildfires. The upper level winds are directing it into the U.S. once again. And we have seen a more dense smoke today up in upstate New York, but even in western North Carolina, that's where it's been the worst. And we're seeing kind of that plume of more dense smoke move from the mountains into central North Carolina. And that's why we've seen our air quality really deteriorate even over the past 3 or 4 hours. It's going to be the case again tomorrow. We're going to have the same plume of smoke pretty much sitting overhead. So we're going to be stuck in the code orange air quality tomorrow. And that's from midnight to midnight. You can see it's even code red closer to Davie County, Forsyth County, where Winston-Salem is. Charlotte under code red right now, extending up into Roanoke. And for us tomorrow, code orange. We'll see this more dense smoke with us pretty much all day long. From midnight to midnight is when we do have this air quality alert. And I want to remind you what this means is if you have a sensitive respiratory system, you should really try to limit your time outside. We'll be watching that closely for you tomorrow. It's also going to be pretty hot out there. 84 degrees right now, but the big heat in the southwest where it is 114 degrees in Las Vegas right now and in Death Valley. Also exceptionally hot. So for comparison, you know, 95, not as bad as those 110 plus numbers. But of course, we'll be dealing with the humidity too. So we've got the heat index between 100 and 105 for the most part. The one day to really watch where we could exceed that would be on Thursday. We'll keep an eye on that potential for you. Friday still feeling like 102. But once we get to the weekend, notice those numbers go down a little bit. It's going to be hot still. 90 on Saturday, a heat index of 93, but 93 for a heat index certainly sounds better than 104 or 108. So the weekend heat may back off a little bit. Let's talk about the setup here. We got this big area of high pressure in the southwest, and that's where that big heat dome is with the temperatures exceeding 110. That, unfortunately, is not going to move for the southwest, but for us on the east coast, we may begin to see this dip in the jet stream, what we call this a trough, and that would allow some less hot and less humid air to be pushed into North Carolina by the weekend. Still going with 90s for the highs Saturday and Sunday, and even 90 degree high in the forecast. But for the next 4 days, we're going to be closer to the mid 90s. So it's a little bit of relief. Storm chances tomorrow, pretty isolated, 30%, but any storms that develop could be intense. It's about a 50% chance on Wednesday, 40% on Thursday, 30% Friday, and the weekend is trending a bit drier. But we are going to be keeping a very close eye on the forecast for Wednesday at 7:30 for that game. So don't worry, we'll have live radar updates for you all evening before you head that way. Maybe start some tailgating. Show them North Carolina style.
I was looking, the average temperature today in Wrexham was 60 degrees. So ooh, they'll be hot. All right. Thanks, Kat.
Ashley, right now here in the WRAL Live Center, continuing to follow that breaking news we first told you about near NC State's campus at the top of our 6 o'clock news. This is the scene. Western Boulevard westbound still blocked here at Varsity. One vehicle at least involved in this. It looks like a modified two-door vehicle. See, pretty banged up there in the front. Police have confirmed this is a death investigation. We're not showing this in the picture here, but there is a sheet about 5 or 10 feet away from that vehicle, believed to be covering the body involved in this investigation out here. A lot of police out there. This is an investigation we'll follow for you, trying to figure out exactly how all of this unfolded. Our news will continue with much more on this here shortly.
Organizers in Paris conducted a test run today of the opening ceremony of the 2024 Summer Olympic Games.
Dozens of boats sailed from the Austerlitz Bridge to the foot of the Eiffel Tower along the Seine. This will be the first time the opening ceremony for the Summer Games will be held outside a stadium. It's expected to draw at least 600,000 spectators. The lower part of the riverbank will be subject to ticketing, but there will be free access to the upper part.
I'm so excited about this. I feel like it's the Olympics are back in full swing, you know, after everything everybody's been through.
A Durham brewery is expanding with a second location.
Flying Bull Beer Company says, good name, by the way, says it will be opening a new location in the Durham Innovation District. That's on Moore Street. Construction is set to get underway this month. It will contain a view of the active brewery, as well as a cocktail bar and full menu. I wish them success. Your furry friends now have a new and improved place to play right here in Raleigh.
I got to take my dogs here. The Dick's Dog Park officially reopened today. It was closed for months for maintenance. Small and large dogs have different areas to enjoy. Your dogs will need to be on a leash outside of the fenced-in area. There's also a water station for you and your furry friends. The park is on Umstead Drive and is open 7 days a week.
Nice.
It took multiple fire and EMS departments to rescue a donkey that fell in a sinkhole.
They saved this big guy, though. Take a look. Dora is the donkey's name. She's okay, we should say. You can see the rescuers raising her up, that donkey, on this rigged up device that they put together. I mean, they don't have like a something in the truck that rescues donkeys. You know, they had to use some innovation here. Happened yesterday morning. The rescue took 2 to 3 hours in all and involved the Wake Forest and Brassfield firefighters, as well as Raleigh Urban Search and Rescue teams. And although Dora was a little scraped up, she was saved.
Well, I'm just glad that we were able to help and get her out. Myself and my son are big animal lovers, and my husband also. And my son was there, too. He was part of it. So it makes you feel good to be able to help other people and their animals when they're in a time of need.
Rose Hockaday saying that this is the first time she's been part of a rescuing of a donkey, hopefully the last.
Yeah, exactly. All glad that they're okay. Thanks for joining us.
Have a good night.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.